Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and I would like to include your response. Are you registered to vote in the state of Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means are we trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself as a male or female?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
I don't want to give out any information over the phone.
Okay, all the answers are completely confidential, ma'am. I can assure you of that. And this is just a study. And this is just for statistical purpose only. But we can move right along. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
Black.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Ma'am, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, so college but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
Certification, I have.
Thank you, ma'am. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? With 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means it's just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. What number?
7.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your country is headed? How do you feel?
I'm not sure at the moment.
Can you pick up one of them so we can move forward? Very satisfied, very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Can you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion, you let me know. Joe Biden, from 0 to 10?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Can I record as a neutral so we can move right along? That's number 5, if you have no opinion.
Sure.
So you don't feel warm or cold, you know. How about the Republican Party and in general, from 0 to 10?
I'm just going to choose a 5 for all of these. Okay. I don't want to give my opinion.
That's okay, ma'am. So let me read it because I'm required to read verbatim, and then we're going to move to a different topic, okay? How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from 0 to 10?
5.
And Senator Raphael Warnock?
Same. 5.
And Kamala Harris?
5.
Donald Trump?
5.
The Democratic Party in general?
5.
Okay. I know, ma'am, it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, or will you not vote for other political office but not for president, or you will not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'm not sure if I'm going to vote at all.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for a U.S. Congress were held today, from who would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or you're undecided, or lean towards a Democratic candidate or to the Republican candidate? Can you share your opinion, ma'am?
I'll just say undecided.
Undecided. Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First statement, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections would not impact me that much. Or second statement, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Which one comes closer, first one or second one?
I guess the second one.
Much more or somewhat more?
I'm sorry?
Much more closer or somewhat more closer?
Okay. Oh, maybe I didn't catch the question.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind repeating it?
No, no problem. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect or exactly right? You say the second one, right, which was voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Now, is that somewhat more closer to your opinion or much more closer?
I'll say somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Number two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And number three, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one comes closer? First one, second one, or third one?
Third.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country? How do you feel?
Negative.
Negative. And how about the future of the planet? Negative or positive?
There's nothing between.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. And there's no right or wrong answers. Believe me, it's only your opinion that matters, and that's what we do in the study. How should I record your answer, negative or positive?
I'll say negative.
Okay. And how about your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you expect it to be, I'm sorry, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November election, or it will be about the same? How do you feel?
Harder.
It would be hotter. Okay, is that much hotter or somewhat hotter?
Much harder.
Okay, and thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two answers. The first one says, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Second one, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Or I don't know enough about the candidates. Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Or I don't like any of the candidates. Or it is too difficult for me to vote. Or I don't have the time. Can you pick two of them?
I would say it's difficult with my schedule, possibly.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about the candidates that I have to choose between.
Okay. You don't like any other candidates, or you don't know much enough about the candidates?
I'll just say I don't know much.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate your patience. Now, who's trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Can you please select all that apply? All politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, MAGA Republicans, or none of the above?
Oh, I didn't say anyone was making it harder for me to vote. I thought I said time and choosing between.
Right, right. But who's trying to make it harder to vote? All politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, MAGA, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, can you please indicate how concerned you are about each of them on the scale from 0 to 10? Where 10 means that you are very concerned, and 5 means you are neither concerned nor concerned, and 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first issue is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. How concerned are you that that's going to happen? Not concerned at all, which is 0, neither concerned or unconcerned, which is 5, or very concerned that that's going to happen. That's number 10. From 0 to 10, what number?
5.
Thank you. And given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech, for 0 to 10, what number?
5. How much longer is the survey?
We're almost done, ma'am. I do appreciate it. Can you please stay on the line at least for 1 minute so I can use the ones you already answered? Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors for 0 to 10.
Sending what now?
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. Do you think that will happen? Are you concerned that that's going to happen? Or not concerned at all, or neither? From 0 to 5.
I would just say 5.
Okay, and creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life, from 0 to 5. Okay, and having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote, from 0 to 5. How concerned?
1. I don't know if I heard that correctly.
Okay, how concerned are you that this is going to happen? Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Are you very concerned that that's going to happen? Somewhat concerned or not at all concerned? From 0 to 5.
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. That would be 0. And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. And what number? From 0 to 5. From 0 to 10, I'm sorry.
5.
And increasing political violence in response to American elections. From 0 to 10.
5.
And arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. 0 to 10.
Am I concerned that that will happen?
Yeah, 0 means that you're not concerned at all that will happen. 5 is neither concerned nor concerned. And 10 is you're very concerned that that's going to happen. What number from 0 to 10?
5.
And restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters, for 0 to 5.
5.
Okay, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or no problem at all?
Small problem.
A small problem, okay. And are you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
Someone you know or you personally?
Both.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, below are some statements that people say about why we should vote for Democrats this November on the scale from 0 to 10. Can you please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you're extremely motivated, and 5 means neither, and 0 means you're not at all motivated by the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first one says we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their choice heard. For 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And politicians won't listen to us if we say, politicians will not listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people. How motivated is that statement for you to go and vote for Democrats from 0 to 10?
5.
And we must carry on the legacy of ancestors and the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has for 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And we need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And here's a list of actions that people might take to participate on civic engagement or politics. And that which of two are the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. You donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in civil disobedience, voting in federal elections such as for president and U.S. Congress, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, or posting on social media, or voting in the state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, or boycotting a company, or talking to friends and family about politics, or attending city council meetings, or none of the above.
I think number 4 and 7.
Okay, thank you. Now moving right along. No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? From 0 to 10. 0 means no power at all, 5 some power, and 10 a lot of power. What number? That would be number 5, is that correct?
5, yes.
Okay, one last time. If the November election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Rob F. Kennedy Jr., other independent party, undecided, would not vote for any political office, not for president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'll just say undecided.
Undecided. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And if you have to choose, for who would you vote? If you have to lean towards any of them, if you have to choose today, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent third party, or still undecided?
I'll just stick with undecided.
Okay. And which of the following are you most concerned about? Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health? What's concerning you the most? Yes, ma'am?
Were there only two options?
Yeah, what concerned you the most? Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentation, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Can't get around this answer.
Yeah, we can move right along, man. You know, if you had no opinion, we can move right along, believe me.
Yeah.
Should I move right along?
Sure, thank you.
Okay, no problem, man. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, who would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? Or still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, no problem, man. A lot of people feels like you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent? How do you feel in politics?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you feel? Very liberal, so liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative on political issues?
I'm not sure right now.
Okay,
today, today I don't know.
But can I, on this one, I have to pick one in order to move forward, and we are 91, man. We're almost done, believe me. Can you pick one? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, ma'am. And I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Have you ever, are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or a friend or something else?
Relative.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
U.S.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Yes, U.S.
For when did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Well, the options are Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, not electable.
Not eligible.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you, ma'am. And last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000. You stop me when I get to the right racket. $65,000 to $70,000. I'm sorry?
Number two?
Okay, thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience and you're the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, number four and number seven, five, cinco, seis, siete, okay. All right. Okay.